You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Today we're talking about the Southwest Companion Pass and how to essentially earn the pass by getting buy one, get one free flights for almost 2 years when you utilize the Southwest card offer that is out right now. It is the best offer that you could grab from Southwest. They are being really, really generous with this. And if you're wondering, like, didn't you just come out with this podcast episode last week? And yes, I did. This was actually up for just a couple of days. And then I realized that I totally misspoke. I just had the wrong numbers in my head for some reason. And it wasn't a huge mistake, but it was just a number that I had in my head that I said wrong on the episode. And so I wanted to re-record this with the right information so that you didn't think it was something else that it was. But I wanted to just re-record it with everything. So if you don't know what the Companion Pass is, it is essentially a pass that you can earn. You can earn it at any time with Southwest Airlines, but it allows you to have a person fly with you for free when you buy a airline ticket. So that can be with points or with cash. And when you buy your plane ticket, if you have the pass, you can add a companion onto that flight for free. All you have to do is pay taxes, which for Southwest Airlines, most domestic flights is going to be $5.60 a person one way, which is a heck of a deal. So whether you're paying for this with points or cash, it is going to save you so much money and or points with the Companion Pass. This is really great for families who have lots of kids. So I have lots of clients who have two children, and so both parents will earn the Companion Pass so that they can add the kids for free onto their flights, thus saving them a ton of points. This can be for if it's just you and your spouse and you guys do a lot of traveling and you want to add your spouse on so that they get to fly for free everywhere you go. It just can save you a ton of cash and or points when you're getting to fly free with somebody else. And so that's really the whole gist around it. The other great thing is you can change your companion up to 3 times a year, which is great. So I actually just had a client, she has multiple children and she's been taking each kid on their own individual trip with her. It's like a mom and kid date, vacation. And so she literally went with one kid 1 week, had them as her companion, they flew for free. And the very next week she went on another trip with the other child, changed her companion, added on the kid, booked their flight, and they went up to Niagara Falls. And so she was able to take both kids for free. All she had to do was use her points for her flights. And it saved her a bunch flying with all of her children. And so this can really, if you're taking multiple flights, save you a lot. And so the question I get all the time is, should I go for the Companion Pass? And my answer is, if you are only planning on flying like 1 or 2 times a year on Southwest Airlines, it's really not going to pay off that much for you. But if you are flying multiple times a year and Southwest is your go-to airline and you have lots of kids or you're planning on flying a bunch of places with your spouse or something like that, then yes, absolutely, this is going to save you so much. And it is just another great tool to add to your travel points bucket. and help you to take more vacations, because around here, that is what we do. Inside the Travel Points Lounge, that is our thing, is traveling multiple times a year. And this can be a great tool to add to your toolkit. So how do we earn the Southwest Companion Pass? You have to earn 135,000 points to be able to get the Companion Pass. And once you get that 135,000 points, once they are in your account, you then have the Companion Pass for the rest of that year in which you earned those points, plus the entire following year. So timing for this is really key if you want to have the Companion Pass for the full 2 years and get the most out of it. So we're in almost September of 2025. If you were to get all 135,000 points right now, you would then only have the Companion Pass for the rest of this year, so September, October, November, December, and then all of 2026. Versus if we are strategic and we earn this pass in January of 2026, we're going to have the Companion Pass for the full 2026 and 2027. So the timing of this really is crucial if you want to maximize on the amount of flights that you're going to be getting out of this. The other thing to note is when you earn those 135,000 points, they have to be directly in Southwest. So you can't earn Chase points and then transfer them into your Southwest account. That's not going to work. You have to earn them through Southwest cards and or flights that you're paying cash on. But the way we're talking about today is through Southwest credit cards. That is the easiest way to do that. So normally to earn it, you have to have really two cards is the way to do it, is you get a personal credit card, a business credit card. When you meet those two signup bonuses, that typically gives you 135,000 points. But right now they have an elevated offer on all three of their personal cards. And normally they give you a signup bonus of 50,000 points with these cards. And right now it is 100,000 points. You could essentially earn the entire 135,000 points for the Companion Pass just by signing up for one card and spending a little extra on top of it starting in 2026. So this is an insanely good offer, because not only are you going to get 100,000 Southwest points, but you're going to be very, very close to getting the Companion Pass. So 100,000 points is really valuable. To get that, you have to spend $4,000 in the first 5 months of opening this card. And their personal cards are very low fees, annual fees of $99. So it's really a no-brainer to sign up for this card if you are looking to maybe just earn a lot of Southwest points and or looking to get the Companion Pass. So this offer for their personal cards ends on September 17th of 2025. So this is a very pertinent episode. So if you are looking to get this offer, definitely grab that before September 17th. And since you have 5 months to spend that $4,000, if you signed up for the card now or early September, you have 5 months to spend that. So what you want to do is, if you're trying to earn the pass beginning of 2026 in January, you need to not spend the full $4,000 until January. Because if you were to spend that $4,000 before the new year, those 100,000 bonus points would hit your account this year of 2025, and that would then not count towards your Companion Pass in 2026. So you really need to watch your spending. They did an amazing offer by not only giving us so many points, but giving us 5 months. Because if you were to, let's just say, open in September, you have September, October, November, December, and January to meet that minimum spend. So if it were me and I open this card and I'm trying to earn the Companion Pass, I'm going to probably spend about $3,500, $3,600 on this card in 2025, and I'm going to leave some wiggle room, $200 to $400 left to meet that minimum spend of $4,000 until January. You can keep track of this on your account. It'll actually show you the spend towards the Companion Pass, so you can see where you're at, but be very careful to not overspend, because you don't want those points depositing into your account in this year. You want it for 2026. So Be very careful with that. Keep track of your spending. And then once 2026 hits, I'm going to finish my spend, finish out that 4,000 points. I'm going to have 100,000 points then deposited in my account because of the sign-up bonus. With the personal card, you get a $10,000 bonus every single calendar year that you have the card. So in January, you're going to get 10,000 bonus points from that. And then on top of that, you're going to have the points from the spend. So minimum, you're going to have 4,000 points, probably more, depending on like the categories of what you spent your money on. So you're already looking at, let's just say, at least 115,000 points. So you're very close to the companion pass. What you could do is continue spending on that card to finish out your companion pass. Or if you just really wanted to get it done quickly, you could open up a business card, meet that minimum spend, and then you're going to have several, I don't even know. It depends on which card because both business cards are different. One is a 60,000 bonus point and one's an 80,000 bonus point. So right there, you're looking at 100 and or at least 200,000 points probably in your account. So it just depends on if you want to just hit another bonus and open up another card, or if you just want to spend a little bit more on one card. It's pretty easy to earn the companion pass if you just wanted to open up the one card. But this is a great way, like I said, to save on points. But the timing is really key. So if this is something you want to do, you have until September 17th to open up one of the Southwest personal cards. Do not spend that $4,000 until 2026. Be very diligent about that. I've had students who accidentally spent it and the points get deposited in their account and there's nothing you can do at that point. So really, really watch your spending that you aren't going to hit that. But this is a great thing. If you guys have any questions about this, my DMs are always open. If you're not sure about the timing or if this is something that you should open up or something you should go after, just let me know. My students are always saying, okay, like these are the trips I'm thinking about in 2026. Do you think this is worth it? And think about it too. You have it for all of 2027 as well. So two full years. If you're not really thinking about traveling until 2027, then you could wait another year before you get the companion pass. But I think just for the 100,000 bonus points, this is a great, great offer. This is something I'm even thinking about getting. We fly Southwest fairly frequently, but we also utilize United and American Airlines quite a bit. And so I go back and forth on if I want to fly Southwest more or not. But this is great too. Now with this card, you're going to get a free checked bag, which if you don't know, Southwest got rid of their free checked bags, which was such a bummer. I always enjoyed being able to just check a bag and never have to worry about it. So with this card, you're also going to get a free checked bag, which is great. So there's a lot of great perks with this, and Southwest is really, especially for families, just one of the best airlines to get around the country. You can go to Mexico, you can go to the Caribbean, and they just announced that they are going to be adding some international flights, looking at going to Europe and stuff. And so they really are kind of changing, the brand around Southwest Airlines and their airline. And so they're changing a lot of things, but they're adding in quite a few new routes. And so your points will be maybe even more valuable with them to be able to fly to more places and stuff. And for $5.60, it's really just a no-brainer. I mean, especially like to Hawaii, Southwest is just such a great option to be able to take your family to Hawaii, and a companion pass would make it even that much better. So again, if you have questions, my DMs are open. But that is everything about earning the companion pass with this elevated offer. And it's definitely a smart move. And Southwest Airlines is, always just been one of my favorite airlines. They have some great redemptions with travel points. I can almost always find a really cheap flight on Southwest Airlines. Obviously, as long as I'm planning out in advance, there's always some really great options to not only use your Southwest points, but your Chase points as well to book flights. And so, especially if you can earn a bunch of Southwest points and then you can save your Chase points for your hotel and use that with Hyatt, this strategy between these two will save you so many points and allow your and stretch your points to allow you to take more vacations, because Hyatt and Southwest are so valuable with points. If that is going to be your strategy, you're going to be able to take more vacations because of this. So I think it's a great, great way to use your points and save you lots and lots of money and allow you to travel multiple times a year. So I hope this was helpful for you. I'm really sorry that I had to re-record this. My brain was not functioning last week and I realized I said the wrong thing. So wanted to re-record it, put it out there. I'll have another episode coming out soon this week as well to make up for this. So I hope this was helpful and I will see you in the next episode.